This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the European Union approved an agreement with Britain for its exit from the bloc, Spain has demanded changes to an agreement on a new EU-Britain relationship to clarify the future of Gibraltar. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
And the UK's position on the sovereignty of Gibraltar has not changed and will not change. I'm proud that Gibraltar is British, and I will always stand by Gibraltar.
Gibraltar was ceded to Britain in 1713, but still is claimed by Spain. French police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse violent demonstrators in the heart of Paris, as thousands gathered in the capital and beyond to vent anger against rising fuel prices. AP's Sarah Shackley.
Footage from the near capital's Arc de Triomphe showed a construction site shed on wheels set on fire and thick black smoke plumes rising. Paris deployed some 3,000 police to contain the day-long demonstrations that included a tense protest at the foot of Champs-Élysées. Authorities said that 5,000 protesters flooded the capital's famous avenue, with 81,000 protesters in total nationwide. According to police, at least 20 people, including four police officers, were injured in the day of unrest. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Syrian state media and Syrian watchdogs say about 100 people in Aleppo have been hospitalized, complaining of breathing difficulties. The city of Aleppo is held by the government of Bashar al-Assad. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 94 people were treated, 31 hospitalized. The Syria's state news agency said that 107 people were injured in Aleppo after militants in Idlib hit areas with projectiles that probably contained chlorine. Russia has also blamed the injuries on rebel-launched missiles with chlorine. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is downplaying the significance of a report that included dire predictions about the impact of climate change. Last year, President Trump announced his intention to withdraw the United States from the 2015 Paris Agreement, which had been signed by nearly 200 nations to combat climate change. Mr. Trump, as well as several members of his cabinet, have cast doubt on the science of climate change, saying it isn't all settled. The journey of migrants heading for the U.S.-Mexico border has hit another roadblock. Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
This after Mexico's incoming government denied there being an agreement with the Trump administration for a plan that would have asylum seekers wait in Mexico while their claims are being processed in the U.S. That plan, reported by the Washington Post, would effectively end the catch-and-release system long criticized by U.S. President Donald Trump that allows those seeking refuge to wait on safer U.S. soil. Post had reported that the government of President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador originally backed the plan, known as Remain in Mexico, but incoming Interior Minister Olga Sánchez Cordero later said plans to assume safe third country status were ruled out. She called the ongoing talks, quote, very delicate. López Obrador will take office on December 1st. He's vowed to create more jobs and improve living conditions to stem migration. Trump, meanwhile, on Twitter Saturday, threatening to close the southern border, saying there's no way that the U.S. will put up with this costly and dangerous situation anymore.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino, a migrant woman, was hurt during her attempt to climb a U.S.-Mexico border fence with her two small children. She is recovering from her injuries, and her children were not hurt. She told authorities she was not part of the caravan that traveled from Central America to the Mexico border. Egypt says archaeologists have found a tomb in Luxor housing the mummies of priest and his wife from the 13th century BC. Antiquities Minister Khaled El Anani spoke of what was found there.
They found a new Ramesside tomb with very nice paintings, colored paintings, with a depiction of the queen Ahmes Nefertari and her son Amenhotep I, both deified during the Ramesside period.
The tomb is on the west bank of the Nile near the Valley of the Kings. Egypt has been encouraging publicity for new historical discoveries in the hope of reviving its tourism sector, which is still recovering from the turmoil following the 2011 uprising that toppled longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak. Spain is drafting ambitious plans to switch its energy matrix to renewable sources and ban fossil fuel vehicles by 2040. Spain's Secretary of State for the Environment, Hugo Moran, said this month the administration plans to work with municipal governments to facilitate a transition towards emission-free mobility. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.